The sixth parak deals exclusively with the mitzvah of kisui adam, literally covering up the blood. What is that talking about? So there's a pasuk in Vayikra Yudzayin that says that when you have somebody who has a chaya, which is a non-domesticated animal, or an oaf, or a bird that is eaten, and does a shechita on it, v'kisahu be'afar, that you have to cover up the blood that comes out from the shechita with an earth-like substance, so ideally with earth or something that is similar. So that is the subject of our parak. We're going to go through all of the halachas of kisui hadam. Mishnah Aleph says as follows, kisui hadam noheg ba'aretz uvachutz la'aretz l'chiyuv kisui hadam. When somebody does a shechita on either a chaya or an oaf, then that is excluding a behemah, a domesticated animal. The pasuk says chaya and oaf, and there's a drush in the Gemara in explaining why that is. So kisui hadam noheg ba'aretz of a chutz laretz. This mitzvah of kisui hadam is noheg in Eretz Yisrael and also in chutz laretz. It's not just a mitzvah that is for Eretz Yisrael, and it exists bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis, whether we have a base of mikdash or we don't have a base of mikdash. However, b'chulin, it exists for chulin non-korban animals, non-consecrated animals, avalo b'mukdashim, but it doesn't exist when it comes to the animals that we are doing shechita on for korbanos. Now, it happens to be that we only do shechita on behemas, not chayas. That we only do shechita, when it comes to a korban, we only bring korbanos from animals that are domesticated animals, not non-domesticated animals. And here we're seeing the reverse. The mitzvah of kisui adam applies to non-domesticated animals, to chayas and not behemoths. But this is talking about ofos. We can have certain korbanos are brought from ofos, so we can bring korbanos from ofos, but kisui adam does apply to ofos as well. So the Mishnah continues, v'noheg b'chaya u'be'of. These halachas of kisui hadam applies to a chaya, a wild animal, and it also applies to an oaf, to birds. B'mezuman, whether they are in your possession, you were preparing them, you had them in your possession, and you do a shechita u'b'sheinu mezuman, or if it wasn't in your possession, you happen to catch it in the wild, you still have to do kisui adam after you do the shechita. V'noheg b'koi, also we have to do it on a koi to machlokis, what is that, what type of animal it is, but what's relevant for us is it's unclear whether this is categorized as a behema or a chaya. If it's a chaya, you have to do kisui adam on it. If it's not a chaya, if it's a behema, then you don't have to do kisui adam on it. But the koi is a suffix. At least that's one of the shitas. It's a suffix. We don't know if it's a behema or a chaya. Accordingly, you would have to do kisui adam because of that suffix. It's a suffix on a mitzvah that's a deoraisa. The noheg b'koi. So we would have to cover the blood of the koi even though it's a suffix. Mibnei shu suffix. It's a suffix. That means maybe it's a chaya and we're obligated to do kisui hadam on it. The ain shochtin osa b'yomtov, we would not do shechita on it on yantif. Why not? Bim shchato ain mechasin as dam. If you would do the shechita, why don't we do the shechita? Because we don't know if it's a chay or a behema. We don't know if we would be obligated to do the kisui hadam. And because of that safek, we don't do the shechita at all. Because maybe it's a behema. And it doesn't require kisui adam. We're not allowed to do it on yantif. It's not required. There are also limitations how you have to do it on yantif, not the subject of our mitzvah. But if you did do the shechita, which you shouldn't have done on yantif, ein mechasin as dama, we do not cover up its blood. Why? Because maybe it's a behema, not a chayin. Maybe it's not obligated. Then accordingly, we, because of that suffix, we don't know if it's a chay or a behema. Don't do the shechita. If you did do the shechita, don't cover the blood. Why don't do the shechita? Maybe it's a behema. If you did the shechita also, don't cover it because maybe it's a behema and it's not obligated and you would be usher to do the kisui adam because it is on a yantif. Mishnah Beis deals with an interesting question. When there is a shechita done on the animal, and we're talking in particular about a chaya or an oaf, the pasuk says, "Asher ye achel." When you do a shechita on a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, or a bird that is eaten. So the question that we're going to grapple with is, what if you have a technical shechita? A shechita was done on a chaya or oaf, but it's not the type of shechita that would permit you to eat the meat. Is there still going to be a chiyuv of kisui hadam or not? So are we simply looking at there was a shechita on the animal and that's what obligates to the kisui hadam? Or are there really two variables? We did a shechita and the shechita now enables me to eat the meat That's what obligates the kisui adam. But if I just had a shechita on meat that I can't eat there afterward, then there's no chiyuv of kisui adam. So the Mishnah says as follows: Hashochet v'nimtza treifa. Somebody did a shechita. The shechita was technically kosher, but you figure out afterward that this animal is a treifa. For example, it had internal organs missing that would make it a treifa, such that it cannot be eaten. If it had fatal flaws in it, it had mumim in it, so it was a treifa. So you had a shechita, a technical shechita, but it's an animal that's a treifa. V'ashochet l'avodah zorah. You did a shechita, but the person did a shechita in a worship of avodah zorah. This is tikrovis avodah zorah. For example, he slaughtered an animal, did a shechita in front of an idol for the worship of the idol. So that, because it's now been offered to an idol, that animal is asur bahana. That includes you can't eat it. Vashochet chulin bifnim. If somebody had a regular animal, it wasn't a korban animal, and he shechted it inside in the base of mikdash, that makes it asur bahana as well. Again, technical shechita, yes, but you can't eat it. Vakochim bachutz, or if you had a korban and you did a shechita outside of the base of mikdash, so that is violating the isra of shechutei chutz. It makes the meat asur bana. You can't have any benefit from it. It's talking specifically about birds here, because we would not have a situation that we bring chayos. As we said, kisui adam applies only to ofos or chayos, which are non-domesticated animals. The korban has to be a domesticated animal. Accordingly, when we're talking about the mitzvah of kisui hadam, applicable or not, we're not talking about a behema that you shechted outside the base of mikdash, because there would be no kisui adam for that, because it's a behema. So we're only limiting it to when you shecht a bird that was designated as a korban, but you did it bachutz, so there's a violation of shechutei chutz, and makes the meat asur bahana again. Other examples, chaya ve'ofani skalim. We had an animal, oh, that's a chaya, or we had an oaf, and they killed a person, so they were judged by the Beis Din to be put to death via skila, via stoning. And before that happened, somebody did a shechita on it. That's a technical shechita, but because it is a chaya and oaf that were niskalin, it was supposed to be put to death via stoning, it's asur bahana. So in all of these, Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir says, because we have a technical shechita, there is going to be a chiyuv of kisui adam. We are not looking for a shechita that permits eating of something. We are simply looking if there's a shechita. When you have a shechita, then you are chayev in kisui adam. V'chachamim pochim. V'chachamim disagree. They look at the pasuk that brings the chiyuv. It says when you have do a shechita on an animal, and the language is an achaya or of asheya achel, that there are actually two components, two requirements. You had a shechita on either achaya or of, but also it has to permit you to eat the meat. And in the absence of both of those variables, if it's only a technical shechita, but it doesn't permit you to eat it, chachamim say you're a potter, there's no chiyuv of kisui hadam. However, having said that, even Rabbi Meir would agree in a specific situation that it's not talking about a treifa, etc., but we're talking about an avela, that we didn't even have a technically kosher shechita. In that situation, Rabbi Meir would agree with Chachamim that there's no chiyuv of kisui adam. So as follows, hashochet, somebody has did the shechita, v'nit nabla biyado, and it became a nevela while he's doing it. An example would be that he didn't cut through the windpipe and the food pipe enough. So there was never a kosher shechita hanocher, or if somebody did the shechita in the wrong place, for example, through the nostrils, bame'aker, instead of cutting smoothly to do the shechita, he tore through. You used a serrated knife, for example. In all of those situations, there was never a technical shechita done. It was never a kosher shechita. Accordingly, everyone would agree that it's potter milechasos, that there is no obligation to do the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Mishnah Gimel deals with the situation that we have somebody who is not kosher to do shechita, does the shechita. So do we have a technical shechita? Do we not have a kosher shechita? Is there going to be an obligation of kisui adam or not? So this actually harks back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, where we said that if you have certain categories of people, cheiresh, shote, v'katan, If you have a cheresh who's a deaf mute, or a shota, somebody who's insane, somebody who is a katan, somebody who's below the age of bar mitzvah, these are people that do not have the capacity to take certain actions, including doing the shechita. But in this situation, they did a shechita under the supervision of somebody who knows the halachas of shechita, somebody who is a grown-up who can do shechita, and he was supervising. Sheshachatu v'acherin roin osan. Somebody was watching, so accordingly, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that is going to be a kosher shechita. Accordingly, chay of the chasos, there is going to be an obligation of kisui adam. Now, the kisui adam cannot be done by the cheireshot of a katan, and has to be done by somebody else above the age of bar mitzvah, who is able, who is not a cheiresh, who is not a shot, not a katan. So an observer, for example, would be obligated to do the kisui adam in that situation. On the other hand, if the shechita was done by a cheireshot of a katan, beinana beinatzman, by themselves, without somebody supervising, that's not going to be a kosher shechita. And accordingly, patur melechasos, there's going to be no obligation to cover up the blood. Not a kosher shechita, no requirement to cover up the blood. V'chein li'inyan oso v'esbino. And we are going to now actually refer back to the prior perek that talked about the isser of oso v'esbino, shechting a mother and one or more of its offspring in the same day. That cannot be done. So the same concept that we saw at the Reisha here is going to apply to the Isser of Oso Vespino, Sheshachto V'Acherim Roinosan. If we had one of those three categories, a Cher, a Shot, a Katan, that did a Shechita on the first animal, either the mother or the offspring, and was being supervised accordingly as a kosher Shechita, Asur Lishchot Acherim, the second animal, which would be the other one. If it was originally the Cheresh'ot of a Katan did the Shechita on the mother, then we're talking about the offspring. Or if the Cheresh'ot of a Katan did the Shechita on the offspring, then we're talking about the mother. There would be an Isser, Asr, Lishkar, Acherim. Anyone else would be prohibited to Shech the other one in the same day, because the first one had a kosher shechita. On the other hand, beinan lebein atzman, if that shechita by the cheireshot of a katan was not supervised, so it's not going to be a kosher shechita. Rabbi Meir matir lishchot acherim. Rabbi Meir, he's of the view, it's unlikely that it was a kosher shechita. One of those cheireshot of a katan, the possibility of having a kosher shechita done by them is highly unlikely. Accordingly, it would be permitted to shech the second animal, the mother or the offspring, in the same day. The Chachamim Osrim, however, Chachamim are concerned, even though there was not supervision of that Cheireshova Tovetatan doing the Shechita, but it's still possible. It's a distant possibility, but it's still possible that the Shechita was done in a valid way. And accordingly, they say that you cannot shech the other animal, the second animal, the offspring of the mother, during that same day. Umodim, Chachamim, however, agree in the following situation. Sheim Shachat, if there indeed the second one was shechted, She'enu sofeg es ha'arbaim, even though it was usher to shech that second one, because we're concerned the first one did have a valid shechita from the shota katan, cheir shovet of a katan, but if somebody did the second shechita, shuntav, but did, that there's going to be no malchus for that person in violation. They violated the law. But why not malchus? Because maybe the shechita on the first animal really was invalid, and accordingly, if it was invalid, it was permitted to shecht this second animal. So because of that suffix, was it a kosher shechita on the first one or was it not? Accordingly, when somebody shechs that second animal in shunta, but did, there's going to be no associated punishment of malchus of lashes. Mishnah Dalet discusses when somebody does shechita on many animals at once. Do you have to do a kisui adam after each one of them, only at the end? And this is really a halacha lemaisa. When we talk about shechita, somebody is doing shechita, they're not just going to do typically one chicken. If you're acting as a shochet and that's your job, you're going to shechta one after another. So when is the obligation of kisui adam? Mishnah Dalet says as follows: shachat Meya chayos b'makom echad. One person, he did shechita 100 chayos, 100 non-domesticated animals, shechted in the same place. So he shech. Kisui echad lekulam. You only have to wait until after doing all the shechita, and you only need one act of covering up the blood for all of them. You don't have an obligation after each of the chayas. You can wait until the end. Shecht all the chayas you want to shecht and do one act of kisui hadam afterward. Similarly, mea ofos b'makom echad. If you shecht 100 birds in the same place, Yishachting, kisui achel kulam. Only afterwards do you have that obligation to do kisui adam. You can do one act of covering of the blood for all of those 100 ovos. Continuing, the Tanakhama says the same thing applies when you have a chaya ve'ov b'makom echad. If I have chaya, if I have a non-domesticated animal and a bird, or many of them, and I do the shechita in the same place, I do it one after the other, continuing, kisui echad l'kulam, same applies, I only have to cover once all the blood after I finish all my shechitas of the day, even though I am mixing together the blood of the chaya and the oaf. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this last point. Rabbi Yehuda omer shachat chaya, as soon as you did a shechita of the chaya, or the chayos, meaning you group all the chayas together, yechasena, there's an obligation to cover the blood of the chayas. You can do it with one act of covering, but what he's saying here is we're not going to mix the one covering for both chaya and off. You need one covering for all of the chayas. And only thereafter would you do shechita on the bird or birds, and then you need a separate covering for all of the birds together. And the Rabbi Yehuda is saying, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says chaya or off. When you do a shechita on chayas or birds, you have that or in the middle there to break them up, saying that you have a separate, independent obligation when you have shechita for the chayas and when you have shechita for the ovos. Continuing, shachat v'lo kisa v'ra'u acher. If somebody did the shechita and didn't cover it. In fact, based on the pasuk, the primary obligation to cover, to do the kisui adam, is the person who does the shechita. But the person who did the shechita didn't do the kisui adam. Accordingly, varo acher, chay of the chasot. And somebody else saw the blood was never covered, that obligation is going to revert to anyone else who sees it. So primarily the shochet has to do the kisui adam. If he didn't, anyone of Klal Yisrael who sees that blood would have an obligation to do the kisui adam. Kisahu v'nisgala. What happens if a person covered it up, did the kisui adam properly, and it got uncovered? For example, wind came around or somebody else removed it. Patur melechasos. You don't have to recover it. Once it was covered by a person, even though it became uncovered there afterward, there's no second obligation to cover it, but there's an exception to that rule, kisahu aruach. If it covered up, it was covered up initially. The first kisui adam wasn't by a person, but by the wind. The wind covered it up, and there afterward, it was uncovered. If it was still covered, that's fine. It wasn't a person, it was the wind. Okay, it's still covered. But once it was covered by the wind, and then it was uncovered, chayav l'chasos, there is going to be an obligation to cover up that blood. Mishnah deals with a situation that we have some blood that is obligated with kisui adam, so it came from the shechita of either a chaya or an oaf, but it got mixed in together with a liquid that is not obligated in kisui adam. So the Mishnah says as follows, dam shenisare b'mayim, if we have blood that's obligated in kisui adam and it got mixed together with water, that's not obligated. So the combination, how do I know if I have to cover it or not? Im yesh bo maris dam, chayav l'chasos. If it still looks like blood, even though it's been diluted by water, but it looks like blood, it has the color of blood, then there is an obligation still to do the kisui hadam. Nisare b'yayin. What happens if the blood that has an obligation got mixed together with red wine? Red wine is not obligated, so how do I know if I'm obligated or not? It looks red. Roin oso kilu humayim. We treat the red wine is as if it is water. And accordingly, if that red wine were water and was combined with the dam, the blood that has the obligation, if it has the color of blood in that situation, if it looks like blood, then it's going to be obligated. If it doesn't look like blood, it looks like water, then there would not be an obligation. Nisare b'dam ha-be'ema. Similarly, if we have the blood of the off or the chaya that's obligated in with kisui adam, and it got mixed together with blood of a behema, a domesticated animal that has no obligation for kisui adam, or bidam hachaya, or it got mixed together with other blood of a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, but this blood was not obligated. For example, it didn't come from shechita. It came from whatever place, but it does not have an obligation. So we have here a mixture again of blood that's obligated and that blood that's not obligated. Roin osoki lumayim. We're going to look at it as if this blood that is not obligated is water. And when that amount of water, it's really blood that doesn't have an obligation, but we're going to look at it as water. When that amount is mixed together with the amount of blood that has an obligation, if it looks like blood, there's going to be obligation. If it looks like water, there's not going to be an obligation. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says in a situation that we have blood that is chayav, v'kisui adam, and blood that is not, even if we only have a tiny drip that is chayav, the blood that is not chayiv is not going to nullify the blood that does have a chiyuv. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatal dam, blood that is not obligated cannot be mevatal, nullify blood that is. Accordingly, even if it's the smallest amount of blood that is obligated, it got mixed together with an unbelievable amount of blood that is not obligated, there is still going to be a chiyuv to do the kisui adam on that combination. Mishnah Vav gets us back to our pasuk that we learn the mitzvah of kisui hadam from, v'shafach es damo v'chisahu be'afar, that when there's a shechita, that blood has to be covered be'afar, it has to be covered with earth. Now, it doesn't really say v'chisahu im'afar, you cover it up with earth, but be'afar, you have to cover the blood in the earth, which means not only from the top, but from underneath as well, so there has to be a covering from the bottom, and from the top, it has to cover on both sides of the blood. Accordingly, that leads to the issue of our Mishnah. How about if you have blood that was not covered? Dam hanitaz v'sha'al hasakin. What happens if you have blood that splattered on the wall? So it was never covered on the bottom or on top, or it was still on the knife, the shechita knife, and it has had no kisui done on it. Chayav lechasos. What you have to do is you have to actually remove it from the wall or from the knife, and it has to be put onto the ground. It has to be thrown on the ground or let fall onto the ground, onto the earth, and then you cover it up afterward as well with earth, because we need to go through this process of be'afar. Needs to be covered from underneath and on top. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, Rabbi Yehuda is going to qualify for this. When are we talking about that? You have to find the blood that's on the knife or on the wall, and you're going to have to search it out and make sure you do the kisui properly, be'afar from the bottom and the top. Yishman she'ein sham dam elahu. That is talking about the situation where that is the only blood we have. So there has been no kisui hadam done to any other blood. Aval yesham dam shlohu. But if there is other blood other than this that the kisui hadam can be done with or was done with, patur milechasos, there is a patur, you don't have to worry about that blood that is on the wall or is on the knife or elsewhere. We just have to make sure to do the kisui hadam to at least some of the blood. And if it's done to some of the blood, we don't have to worry about the other blood. Mishnah Zayin again gets us back to the pasuk of where we learn the mitzvah of kisui hadam. And the pasuk says specifically at its end that you cover the blood of the kisau be'afar, which means with the earth. And the question that we grapple with in this Mishnah is, does that mean literally earth? How about other items? Can other items be used as well to cover up the blood? So the Mishnah says as follows, Mishnah Zayin, b'me mechasin v'me ein mechasin. What type of items do we do the kisui hadam with, and what items can we not do the kisui with? What's valid and what's not valid? So the Mishnah first says the items, the substances we can use, and then it reverts to discussing those we cannot use. Mechasin bezevel hadak. We can do the kisui adam. It doesn't have to necessarily be earth. It can be with fine manure. Ubechol hadak, or fine sand. Besid, with lime. Ubecharsis, which means pottery that you crushed up. You ground it all up. That's harsis. Uve levena, uve magufa shiktashan. This is talking about earthenware items, levena being a brick, and a magufa being a cover that, again, you crushed it up. So it had to be that you ground it up. That is making these items look like and function similar to the adama, the afar, similar to the earth that is talked about in the pasuk. Aval ein nechasin lo bezevel hagas. What you can't use is if you have manure that is thick. It's not fine. It's thick, globs, heavy. The lo bechol hagas, or you also can't use sand that is very heavy. It's not granular. The lo belevena umevegufa shlok tashan, or you can't use a brick, a full brick, or a earthenware cover that you didn't grind up, you didn't crush up, And in addition, you also can't simply take a cover, like a pot cover or something, and cover it up. Say, hey, I did the kisoy adam. That is not considered kisoy adam. That is not considered the proper substance to use to cover the dam. And what's the general rule? Klal amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. This is a general principle that governs what can be used and what cannot be used. Davar shemegadel botzmachim. Anything that, if you plant in it, it will grow plants. Mechasim, but that is what you can cover with. So it has to be similar to earth. Earth and fine manure and fine sand and even crushed up pottery and pottery products. If you grind it small enough, you're going to be able to plant items in it. On the other hand, v'she'enu megadal tzmachim, something that you cannot grow plants in, ein mechasim bo, that would not be proper and it cannot be used. It's invalid to be used to as the substance for the kisui hadam.